With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It was an historic victory for Donald Trump last night in the Iowa caucuses.
I want to thank everybody. This has been some period of time, and most importantly, we want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout. What a crowd.
There was a big turnout despite bitterly cold weather. Trump won with more than 50% of the vote. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished second over former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Meanwhile, the former president is in court today in New York for trial over how much more money he owes writer E. Jean Carroll for denying that he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s and accused her of lying about her claims. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Tuesday marks day one of jury selection with opening statements to follow in what is essentially a second penalty phase of a legal fight Carroll has already won. In May, a different jury awarded her $5 million, finding Trump sexually abused her in a department store dressing room in 1996, then defamed her 2 years ago, claiming Carroll made it up. The Republican frontrunner for president, who just won the Iowa caucuses, continues to deny the charges and is appealing the first jury's verdict. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, dangerously cold temperatures affecting much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest, with wind chills below minus 30 degrees being recorded in many parts of the central U.S. More than 120,000 U.S. homes and businesses were without power early today, most of them in Oregon, Texas, and Louisiana, after widespread outages that started on Saturday. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 267 points. This is SRN News. A lot of pro-life Americans don't realize that many of the charities they support actually promote abortion and the LGBT agenda. So says Hugh Brown of the American Life League.
We have been shocked at some of well-known, you know, around the world, named organizations that are doing good works publicly, but then behind the scenes are actually supporting things that are evil.
He says the American Red Cross is a good example of the problem.
They are absolutely engaged in supporting this homosexual nonsense, all this transgender deception. And, you know, when you give your money to an organization, if you're a Christian person, you cannot support that.
ALL has produced a charity watch list that reveals what major nonprofit organizations, including the American Cancer Society and the United Way, are really up to. That list can be viewed at all.org. This is SRN News. Hundreds of gun rights supporters have gathered in the annual rally at the Virginia Capitol, calling on the state's Democratic legislative majority to back down from its push to send GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin's bills further that restrict firearms. The showing is unlikely to sway Democrats, who have vowed to make a top priority of this issue. The Baltimore Sun has been purchased.
The buyer is David D. Smith, executive chairman of the media conglomerate Sinclair. Smith told the newspaper he acquired Baltimore Sun Media from the hedge fund Alden Global Capital in a private deal reached on Friday. He didn't disclose how much he paid in the agreement. Smith bought the paper independently of Sinclair, which is known for its ownership of local television news stations across the U.S., though he said there could be partnerships between the two brands in the future. He'll remain the executive chairman at Sinclair. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.